Menachos, the Chavtes Mabei says, Amar Rava, Shiva Isis Tzuchas Shleishas Yunan, Vein Lahein Shadnas Gates. The seven Isis in Safras, when you're at the Torah Tfilin and Mezuzahs, that need Tagin. The Gemara calls it Zunin, but it's got in all of it in Shas, it's called Zion, Zune. But in the Midrashim, they call it Tagin, and the Rishonim and the Pesachim only refer to it as Tagin. It's three very thin little lines on top of the Isis, like a kesa, like a crown, on these seven Isis. Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and Endet Tzadik. Shat and Skates. As Machlis Rishonim with Tagin is Ma'akib. If you make a Zevitur, it's filling with Zuzu. Without Tagin, is it Ma'akib or not? The Rambam, Peg Zayin, Huchel Zevitur, Machel Ches, and Machel Tes, is Beferish, Vizor, Betagin. The person should be nizah to do Tagin, it's a Messiah. But the Rambam does say, Kozva Melon, we never want a mitzvah in a mufcha. It's only a mitzvah in a mufcha. The Yim Shina, I should like dictate with Tagin, but if you made a mistake, how is this safe kosher? The safe is kosher. That's the Rambam Sheet, the Tagin is on Ma'akib. So Santa Tur in Erechaim, Simon Lamavav, and in your day, Simon Reshayim Dalet, he also brings down the Rambam Sheet, that the Tagin is on Ma'akib. But his Rai is, he doesn't mention this Rambam. He just says the fact that Rambam doesn't mention Bechol Tchiburi, the Indian of Tagin. The fact that Rambam doesn't mention the Indian of Tagin, by his place, Rambam Sheet is not Ma'akib. So I didn't understand. Rambam does mention Tagin. He says he's Zoya. He says just. So I think what the Torah means is that the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere which Isis of Tagin. Rambam doesn't say the Isis of Shatnas Gates. The Rambam just says he's Zoya Tagin, the feed the Messiah, be nizit to make Tagin, and it's only mitzvah mucha. So the Torah is saying if it would be Ma'akiv, the Rambam would be Mefar, then explain the Allah which Isis, Shinayin, Testin, Zion, Gimel, and Zion.
It's not legal, but it's still a legal.
Yeah, okay, well, Ma'isa, the Rambam doesn't say it. This is horror. But the Torah is medayik, in fact, the Rambam doesn't bring it down at all, but the Rambam does mention it. I think he means the Rambam doesn't say which Isis. So that's right, that the Rambam holds not Ma'akiv, but the real kasha of the Torah is you don't have to go make a diak from that. The Rambam says Beferish. That these are called from my Englu, is going on Tagin, when they're wrong, and Mitzvah and Mufcha. The machine is Shaydik with Tagin, how is that Sevi Kasha? I'm just Beferish, if you don't do Tagin, or you do it wrong, it's Kasha.
So Ben, this is the machine and what?
The machine, or is Shaydik with Tagin? Then I'm a doctor.
But
you have to do something, you mean?
Yeah.
You have to do something. Okay, the Torah's Diak is for the fact that he doesn't say which Isis.
Is it
something
which Isis? Is it Machlaikis?
No, the Rambam, the Gemara Beferish says the Tagin is on these Isis, Shatnas Gates. There is another Rambam, a very interesting Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Tefillin, Melacha Ches and Melacha Tes. The Rambam says a whole different meaning of Tagin, that these Tagin, special Tagin on different Isis in Tefillin. Just in Tefillin, not in Sefer Torah, not in Mezuzahs, but in Tefillin, the Rambam says it's a Messiah to make Tagin on different Isis. For example, the Rambam says, Pasha Rishonim, the first Pasha of Kaddish Yikol Bacha, Yesh Bo Ois Achas Bovad, the Rambam says. There's one Ois that has Tagin, but he Mem Stuma Shom Miyomim. The Mem Stuma, the end of Mem, of the word Miyomim. In the first Pasha of our Tzilin, it says, V'hoyon Ois Yodchon Yitzchon Ben Yenecha, V'shamat Yitzchuka Zois Lamoyeda Miyomim Yamima. On that word Miyomim, on the last Mem, the end of Mem, the Rambam says, you make Tagin. It's not from Shatnas Gates. It's not from those seven Isis. It's a different letter, Mem, and there's Tagin on that. Then the Rambam says in the second Pasha, he says, you make Tagin on the Hey, the Ois Hey, five times. In that Pasha, you have the Ois Hey five times, and the Ois Hey normally has no Tagin. But in Tefillin, on the second, not the first Pasha, the second Pasha, the Ois Hey has Tagin. And it goes on, the third Pasha, the fourth Pasha, special Messiah, it must be Moshe Mesinai, in Tereshav Opet, make Tagin on these Isis. The Beskrov speaks about this in Sefer Rambam, Pekei Mochus Tum Lach Alnuf, and in the Beskrov, in Chud Shagriz Zaltoy, in the stencils, in Pashas Veschan, he speaks about this Rambam. I asked a Sefer, you know, I'm not even sure what's inside the tefillin that I'm wearing, do we have these Tagin? These special Tagin on the Ois Mem, on the Ois Hey, not in Shatnas Gates? So the Sefer told me that by the Chassidim they do it, by the Rebbes they do it, they mark on it, but Faket, the Lugutvisha don't do it, the Ashkenazim don't do it, and he says the Sfadim and Das Mizrach also don't do it. And he told me the Briskis, but Davka don't do it. And he told me the reason is, the way he was told, that the reason why Briskis, but Davka don't do it is because if you make a tag and it gets separated from the ice, it'll come out to be like a little tiny Zion. A tag looks like almost like a Zion. So if it gets separated from the ice, you have a Zion Ben Ashitin. You have extra letters between the lines, and that'll pass it. So that hefsid, apostling, is not kedai, the whole schar of making this sheet of the Rambam. Interesting, but I didn't really understand that, because they do tagin on Shatnas gates that they do, and they're not afraid that it's going to separate, and they're also not ma'akiv. You know? So if you want to, I guess maybe this is a machlokes.
Maybe on the Rambam, but they were Rambam.
Actually, he told me the Chassidim, and then they call for tefillin, and the Rebbes, they say they want a Shemush Rabba tefillin. It's called the Shemush Rabba tefillin. It's the Shemush Rabba is one of the Rishayim that the Torah brings down, also the same, this Messiah of Tagan, the same as the Rambam. And they call for some reason Al-Shemoy. It's called Al-Shemoy, Shemush Rabba tefillin. And so Chassidim are marked with and he said not all, but a lot of Chassidim are marked on it. He told me Chaskarotta, he got a call from the Sefer. It's a friend of mine, the Bitzach Zeblach. He's Tom Chacham, Reish Chabur in Yeshiva. Chaskarotta wrote by him, he wants the Shemush Rabba tefillin. Okay, then, but going back to the regular tagin that we used to, Shatnas Gates, that the Rambam says and the Torah brings down, the Shitas Rambam is not ma'akev, and the Torah brings down, the Rosh also holds not ma'akev.
Maybe that's the letter. Maybe the regular letters with the piece on it, that is the letter itself.
They're more. That's why they're more worried about it. But in this case, with the Rambam holds also not ma'akev. The same Rambam. The Rambam brings down the Messiah. Here he actually tells you which Rishis to make it on by tefillin. But he says that the Rambam says they also not ma'akev. When the Rambam brings down those Rishis, he also ends off. Also has a lashon that's not ma'akev. Even we also tag in a hoisav gar behen loy pasul. That's what he says on the special tag in the tefillin. It's also not ma'akev. And the Torah brings down the Rosh, it also holds like the Rambam, that Tagin are not Ma'akiv. And the Rosh's reason is, Kevin Shalin Nizka B'Gemara, since it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So this Rosh I also don't understand. It is a fair Shigmar Menachas, Tachav Tes, Amar Rava, it's a member of Rava. Shiva, Isis, Tuchis, Shalish, Zinin. They don't hang shot in the skates. So what's the Rosh saying that it's not mentioned in the Gemara? So the only way I can understand it is, the Rosh means it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's Ma'akiv. There's no Gemara saying that the Tagin are Ma'akev, maybe that's what he means. But my said that's the Ram Sheet and Rush and the Sheet Zerush, that Tagin are not Ma'akev. The Torah brings down from the Shemush Rabba, that Risha and the Shemush Rabba, that's Chayuk, and he holds Tagin are Ma'akev. The Tagin is every Tertun Mezuzah is Ma'akev. And so it says, Roy Lahachmi Kedvarav. Shri Machmi like the Shemush Rabba, and that's what we do all our Sefer Tertun Mezuzah. On these Aesius, the Shatnas Gates, we have Tagin. And Shubsuki Vegas and Machavalov, the Shoyal asked the Kivegish Akasha on Ram and the Rosh from the Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Kvatan on the base. The Gemara says, Tana is a Bryson, is Chavan Lich de Vaisachas, Velm Yod Lishtayim Chayim. The person was Machavan to write one ice, and it turned into two ices. He had in mind one ice, and it turned into two ices, he's Chayim. So Maisi wrote two ices. In fact, the Gemara, but Tana and Potter, the Mishnah says, Yipotter, the Mishnah is the same case. Is Chavan Lich de Vaisachas, because of Shtayim, Yipotter. So the Gemara answers, Loi kasha, ho the boys uni, ho the loy boys uni. The case where you're potter, the Mishnah's case where you're potter, is where you need to make tagin, and you didn't make tagin. So you didn't finish the ice, that's why you potter. And the case where you're chayiv is loy boys uni, it was ice, you still don't need tagin.
So
we're going to get this one. First of all, to understand the whole Gemara, the Gemara's mashma that the p'tur is not because you machab and luchte vaisachas. The Gemara says the Farish, even if he holds potter, it's only because it was missing tagin. So Tesis basically tells the Kasha, why don't you say that the reason why you potter is because you want mechaber to do malacha? You mechaber to do vaisachas. It's the Gemara. If you're not mechaber to do a shear of kosev, the Mishnah says the fine gimel and aleph is two oisius, and you had in mind to write one ois, and it turned out to be two oisius. What you should be potter because I had no kabbana to do a shear. And Tesis brings down the famous Gemara on Shabbos, the fine gimel and aleph. The Gemara says a kosev. And the and Lizrik Dalit, the Zorak, the Zorak Dalit is Potter. The Din of Haitzah and Shabbos, Havara, Malach Savara, and Mishisrab Miz, the Shir is Dalit Amas. So, first, the same thing by Zrik, so Matosina in Mishisrab, four Amas, he's Chayab. The person had a mind to throw two Amas, and ended up going four Amas, he Potter, because I didn't have a mind to do Malach, I had a mind to do Pachos Makashir. So, here also, I didn't have a mind to do a malach of two oasis, only in mind to write one ois, but only it's turned into two. Why you chayiv? So you have to understand Tosis, that's the way I understand it. The Lashon of Tosis, but I think Tosis is answering that the Teretz is, Tosis says, the Mishnah is talking about where in this ksiva you had in mind eventually to write two oasis. You really had in mind to write two oasis. At this moment you had in mind to write one ois, but in the whole sitting down and writing, you were sitting down to write two oasis. So even though at that moment you only meant to write one ois, and it turned into two oasis, which eventually you were going to write, that's not called the Schaven Pachs Mekashia. It's Bechish of Taisis. It was a Maisa. Right now I had a mind to write one oasis, and it was an accident that it came into two oasis. But since I did have a mind in this ksiva to write the two oasis, that's also called nischaven. It's also called nischaven. It's not sushta. The Gemara that says nischaven is like shtayim. It's like, I mean, you only meant to throw two amas. Bechlal, you weren't planning on ever throwing it the four amas, and then it went four amas. That's why you bought it. But that's Tesis Pshat. It says the Kuftal on the base, and Tesis speaks about the Kufheim at all. Also, this is the same Indian.
The Balamor is not
and the other Yishayim seem to go a little different. Which Balamor?
Balamor says that. Dalad
Amos versus Ram
is
a
pshat because it's
Mamakam. Like a different Rishus.
Different Rishus. It's not only a Shia. It's like
Zerik Rishus
Ayochi. If you Zerik Shia, it's Tayamas, you're not Mechabim from Lof Lof.
And when you're
Mechabim
for one Ois.
You're Mechabim from Lof, but not the Shia. In other words, he's been Mechad, the Shia. A lot of Muhammad's, a lot of Balmor, it's more than a
shir.
Okay,
maybe. But Taisus Kasha held that this was a chayim mechaben on pachs b'kashir, which should not be chayim. You know, the shir says, since eventually this whole ksiba, you're planning on it, and that's called mechaben, it's a big chishm Taisus, I think. But getting back to the Gemara's Kasha, so the Gemara holds, basically the Gemara says, but El B'yodei Be'ez Aesius, when he wrote two Aesius, one case is chayim, and one case is Bakta. So the Gemara explains, Hod the boys uni, Hod the boys uni. So the Posh Pshat in the Gemara again is that the Bryce that says Yichayev means you wrote Oisius for Shatna's case that need Tagin, and then it's Ma'akiv. And then if you didn't write the Tagin, you're Bakta. So Fek the Shel to Kvega, Bisham Aquintish Mishraba, Tagin on Ma'akiv, he understands that if you wrote an Ois and you left that Tagin, you didn't finish the Ois, it's a Chatzi Ois. If you hold like the Rambam and the Rosh, the tagin are not ma'akiv, so why isn't that malchus kosev? Even if you left out the tagin, but you wrote oisius ksheris, so why isn't that chayev mishum kosev? Says this gemara that wants to say that when you write your oisius and need tagin, if you leave out the tagin, it's not malchus kosev, you're not chayev, it's felt in the ois, the ksheris are right, it's mishurah, but the tagin is ma'akiv. So Kivegi answered him back, he said, Teres is definitely talking for the Rambam and the Rosh, that they hold that really tagin is not ma'akiv. But Gemaisa, they do hold some mitzvah in a mufra. And if you had in mind to do tagin, it was like noigama machshavosa. You didn't finish what you planned on doing. That's why you put it. Even Kohen Ram on the Rosh don't learn the Gemara, but if you're oisis that don't need tagin, that's why you chayev. But if you're oisis that need tagin, and you're missing the tagin, even though it's not ma'akiv, but it's still a chatzi ois because you didn't finish the ois. What? It's similar to that.
You finished off your
Machshava.
You didn't finish off.
Yeah.
You didn't finish it off
of here,
you finished.
The Tesis made the other way, the Chiddush. But then, Kivek must be Medaik in the Gemara, because he has Shagadiyeg. The Gemara says, Hod the boy is Zuni, Hod the no boy is Zuni. Time to Kivek, a boy does not mean that you need Zuni, the way the Shoah learned, that there's Oasis that needs Zuni. Boy means that you want it. So Lashon Avratzen, Hod the boy, you wanted to write Zuni, Hod the Noi boy Zuni. Here, you didn't want to write Zuni. So Kivik says, the whole Bryce, according to Rambam and the Rosh, could be talking about, the Mishnah and the Bryce, could be talking about in Sefer Torah with the same Oisis of Shatnas Gates. And over here, you wanted to do Lachatchila. Hod the boy, you wanted to do Zuni, you wanted to do Tagin. And here, it's talking about what you wanted to do with the Eved, what you wanted to do without Tagin. And that's why when you want to do without Tagin, then it's the Zicha Oisius Kointram in the Rosh. But when you want to do with Tagin, even Kointram in the Rosh, then it is an Ois, but the Eved, but since that's what you wanted, you didn't finish Machshavasai and you potter.
We're
both. The Kivego Ho says neither. He says he's Medag, the boy means, I also might think it means a Be'inam that we need. But the Kivego says a boy over here means.
Sometimes it means both. And Gemara, you have both.
But his dig is, it didn't say Haratzich. Look in the Lashon. Haratzich is a boy. Maybe it would have been clearer that since boy here can be read both ways, the Gemara, maybe Kivego holds it. If it meant Tzich, it would have said Tzich. And the Kivego says, really, this is a teretz for the Shemush Rabba also. Because the way the Shoah wanted to learn that if you hold like the Shemush Rabba, the Tagin is Ma'akiv, then it's Poshit if you're missing Tagin, that you'll be Potter. The Kirik Atayin doesn't think that's true. Even according to Shemush Rabba, Tagin is Ma'akiv, but it's definitely, that's been a Gei Hilchus Safris, but been a Gei Hilchus Sefer Torah, it's definitely an Ois. For example, you don't need Tagin, even according to Shemush Rabba, you don't need Tagin when you're writing a letter to somebody, or when you're writing Gittin even, Kivega says. So even in the Sefer Torah itself, the Tagin is only for the Hsheir of the Sefer Torah, the Machsh Sefer Torah. But for Ksav and the Gei Shabbos, even according to Shemush Rabba, the Tagin of Makiv, it should be Ksiva. Why is it not Ksiva? You see the Oasis, you can read them. The Oasis are very clear in the Sefer Torah. Maybe the Kasha was you use the Sefer Torah for learning, maybe not for laning, but you can learn Chumash from the Sefer Torah. So the Torah says, even according to the Shmishrabi, you have to learn the same svar. How the boys unit means, the chiluk is when you wanted to finish. If you wanted to finish with the tagin, that's why you chayiv. If you didn't want to finish with the tagin, then it's nice on its own, that's why you bought it. But I didn't understand this with Kvega, and also it's a little bit unclear to me, the Kvega and the whole Gemara, is it nice thing about talking about a Sefer Torah? Both cases, how the boys unit, how the boys unit, is it talking about regular writing? It's not so clear anymore. So, what? It's a little bit unclear. And the
other. If boys uni, if he wanted to make uni, then even on a regular
level, it would be like a sky in the shop. And my other kasha, and I saw the type of the kasha in Menachos and Sefer Kings Yaakov and Menachos and Yeches, I suppose, that there's a Gemara in a few places in Shabbos that says the other way. That Nisrabim Lizrik Ches, Vizorik Dalin. The person had in mind to throw something Ches Amas, and he only threw a Dalin Amas, he's Chayiv. Because when he had in mind to throw a Ches, that included the four Amas. When he had in mind to throw eight Amas, that included the four Amas. So you Chayiv on at least you did the beginning part of what you wanted to do, and you Chayiv. And Morris is another famous case, a Ches Hashem Yishimon. Someone had in mind to write the name Shimon, and all he wrote was the Shem, Shin Mem. The Gemara actually writes Shem Yishimon, Shin Endemem. Like Shem, but I always learned the Gemara, like it means he wrote the Shin and the regular Mem, because he's trying to write the word Shimon. So, but every time I wrote Hashem Yishimon with the end of Mem, but I think this one means the regular Mem. But the case of Hashem Yishimon, even though he had in mind to write the whole name Shimon, but he only wrote the first two Oasis, Shin Mem, he's Chayev. Because the same svar, because when you had in mind to write Shimon, you also had in mind to start with Shin Mem. And once you wrote Shin Mem, that's already Yeshia. Is a Mela, here also, what's the Kirig answering? That Hodabai's Yune means that, what's the Gemara saying in the way of Kirik learns? Hodabai's Yune over here, that your pata is because you wrote the Oasis and you had in mind to write the Tagin and you didn't finish the Tagin. But the Kash is, it shouldn't be any worse than Shemi Shimon. I wrote the Ois or four Amas from eight Amas. I did write the beginning of the Ois, which I had in mind also. I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it with the Tagin. But the part that I wrote is also a Shia.
Really?
The part.
Yeah, he wanted to write more, and he did less. Here he didn't even finish what he wanted to do.
Yeah, the point is, he's saying that you didn't finish the Oasis.
No, you finished the Oasis. You wrote to it. You just didn't write the Tagin.
Yeah, he's saying that. That's
you wrote the Tagin. So he's saying, because I wanted to write the Tagin, that's why it's one of his. So here, I wanted to throw it eight Amos, but he only threw four Amos. But in the Ratzon of eight Amos, the Gemara says, the Ratzon of four, some Chayiv. So here, in a full Ois with Tagin, it includes the Ratzon of an Ois without Tagin.
Yes, before Ron Messiah.
Yeah.
So anytime if I want to write eight, if I want to throw eight and I do four, I definitely fulfilled what I wanted. But
and Shem Yishimon also, right? And Shem Yishimon, I went to write the name Shem, includes the Kavan to write Shem. So it's not called Lagom Machshavos. It's not called Lagom.
But if I want to write with Tagin and I didn't complete with Tagin, so I'm not even fulfilling what I wanted to do.
But I started it. It's like the four Amos. I didn't finish what I wanted to do, but I wrote the. And it is a full ois. It is a full ois because you said, but again, Shabbos is a full ois. My sister type of system
would be if a person wanted to write a ches,
yeah,
and he only wrote the Zion, is that considered?
Dear Kileg would all be not chayiv. But you're saying that this type wants to say. My sister type wants to answer like that. This type wants to say that the infinite the gufa ois, the gufa ois that you had in mind, I didn't really understand this all the time. But he's saying what you're saying. He's saying here the chesaron was, you didn't go like goma and the gufa ois. Over there, you finish the two ois, you have to finish the rest of the ois. That's called, but I wasn't schaven to Oasis and I'm chayiv. Or by Dar Amis is a chetzif itself, is a shiv itself, and I did the Dar Amis which I had in mind also, just didn't finish the late. Over here in the Gufa Ois that I wanted to write, I didn't finish. That's part of it. But even though in the Gufa Ois it is an Ois Shalom, the Kivega says, it's only I didn't finish what I wanted to do. So why don't you look at that tag like the next four Amis? That's my sense of what I want to say. Very good. What? No, he was gonna mashal. That I would think might be a little different. But here I had in mind to make a zayin, which English or shin. Had in mind to make, and I wrote a shin. I wrote a shin and ayin. Shin and ayin both need have tagin. I wrote a shin. So I had in mind to do a shin and ayin with tagin. I wrote a shin and ayin, which would be a malacha, but because I didn't finish, so a lot of times if you did a shir a full ice, even though you didn't finish, you should be chayiv. The same way if you do haitzah for amos. And you had a moine Ramas Yechayev. Okay, yeah, I might say that, but that was the kasha. But the type also says, like, for double kasha, the Torah is not shver. The Tzaddik Kasha is not Shreya. He says, Tzaddik is Pasha, that, because this is in the good voice. The Tzaddik is a different Kasha, which he does by Psarachian. He has a different Kasha, there's a Gemara that says, someone makes a kava make a pizza. It was a keli that, it was a move making the keli, he already became a kava. And some people leave it that way as a kava, and some people finish it off to be a kapiza. It's a bigger keli, a different type of keli. The Gemara says, even though he had a mind to make a kapiza, the bigger keli, but once it's a kava already, since some people are makayim it that way, you chayiv. So, in fact, the stipe, the same thing over here. Some people keep write the shin ayin without tagging. So, why do you chayiv? It should be like kav mekaviza. And that he blabs sarachin, v'shem sarachin ayin, and that he writes, that's a big kashtim. So, for that kash, I was thinking maybe the teretz is by kav mekaviza, there are people that want a kava, that stopped it, that make the small keli, and that's the way they want, that's what they're using, is the small keli. Mashen came by tagging. According to Shemusha Rabbah, nobody stops without tagging because it's Makav, and even according to the Rambam, that's him, nobody really stops. And if he wants to tagging, he's not going to stop. He's going to finish it. It's not dying without Tisha to Kava, which some people have Chilal stop by Kava. If you're talking about Sefer Torah. So let's get back to the Shaila. How do you know the Gemara here? Is it talking about with a Sefer Torah or without a Sefer Torah? So, Poshit, when the Gemara answered, Hod the boys uni, that it's Potter. If you write the Shin Ayin test or one of these atheists without Zuni and the Kirei learned you had a mind to finish the Zuni with Tag and Espata, I would learn Poshit that it's talking about Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's talking about Dafka Sefer Torah. If it would be not a Sefer Torah and somebody wrote, Shin Ayin wrote these letters and he had a mind to Tagin, I don't think it's Mustaba to say that he's Pata. Because there's Bachal, there's no Indian to Tagin. There's no Indian to Tagin, so if a person just wrote it that way, why should I be Potter? That definitely like our Kasha. We did Chak before, even in the Sefer Torah itself, I was asking, on Maisa you wrote a Shin and Ayin, and on Shabbos those Oisi said Yechayim, and it's fair to understand how a person can write, David Vogel has this Kasha, it says it's a Tamiya Milsa, that a person can write pages and pages of Oisis that need Tagin, or against the words of Tagin, but he's missing Tagin and he's Potter on Shabbos. Well, nice. So we wanted to say that it's missing in the ice. It's what he wanted to finish with the tagin. He wanted that, but I guess he's saying that going back and finishing.
Tagin means that's what he wants.
You see, there's a lot of
things. If you're right, you'd be in some physical type of discussion,
Yeah.
There's no mindless, no doubt. It's two different ones here. Mm. So you did a shleimus to gezach over here. Since you wanted to have a shleimus to gezach, it's felt noisy, but over there it's not.
Well, let's go back the other way. The Gemara said, "How the boys unique that the Brice that said that if you wrote two oisius." I mean, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, no, it was the Brice. The Brice says, "If you wrote two oisius, Yechayev is talking about how the loy boys unique." Right, the Brice one more time, it says that you pot the Brice says Yechayev is the loy boys union, you don't need tagging. That lechayev could be either Sefer Torah or with the other Isis, don't need tagging, or you're going like the Rambam and for some reason he wanted to write with the Evet, or even like the Shemush Rabbi, he wanted to write without tagging. If you plan the writing without tagging, that's Pasha that you pot the. But the case of her the boys union, that you pot the, if you did not write the Zuni, lechayev is talking about Dafka Sefer Torah. A person had in mind to write with Tagin, was saying that he's Potter. If he didn't write the Tagin, that is only in the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. It's not a regular letter. But I saw in a Sefer Masa Melech from a Gaon of Samanik Diskin, the Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, there's a Sefer on Chuzos Kivega. It's got a misprint over there. They printed it on Siman Nun Aleph, and it's supposed to be on Kivega Siman Chof Aleph. But he understood from Kivega that Kivega was saying this Sefer even when you're writing in Igeris or Gittin. Even when you're writing Igeris or Gittin, a letter, a davachol, or a get, if you had in mind to write these letters with tagin, and you wrote it without tagin, you'll be potter. Because Sumaisa, you had in mind to write them with tagin. And he asked himself, why? Sumaisa, these are kasher letters, why should you be potter just because you had in mind to write with tagin? And he doesn't explain his kasher, but I think the kasher should be like kasher shemi shimon. Or, there for sure, I think you know that it's a shemi shimon. It's not missing anything in the letter. You just had in mind to write something after it, more tagin on it. Why should it be potter? So he wants to say a teretz that I want to say a chiddush that a ksav with tagin is a different language. It's like a whole different lashon. He gives a mashal like if a person would write Chatzi, I have in mind to write, let's say in English, for example, two chatzi oisius. And it turns out that in China, in Chinese, these are complete oisius. That would not be chayiv. Doesn't make a difference. It's some other lashon. It's a complete ois. I had in mind to write in English, and in English these are chatzi oisius. You'd be put on. The same thing over here. Once say writing with tagin is like a whole different language. And if I had in mind to write with tagin, and you ended up writing without tagin, that's like writing in a different language. It's complete oisius. But in the language of Ksav Ashuri with tagin, in that language, it's chatzi oisius. That's what we're going to say. It's consistent. I don't know if you get away, but Timus Mash was saying his svara that if he had in mind to write a tagin, even if it's not a sefer Torah, even if it's a regular piece of paper, regular letter, and you did not finish the tagin, you'll be potter, because it's not what you had in mind to write. I was thinking maybe a little bit different. The person wants to write Ksav Ashuri in a regular letter. Why is he doing that? I think he's doing that for like the kishut, that's like the art. Or for the graphics to have a look, you know, sometimes people make a sign in Ksav Ashuri. So if you write Ksav Ashuri and you leave out the tagin, that's batlanish. So when a person does have a mind to write Ksav Ashuri, he's doing it for a reason. He wants to have that safras look, and he's leaving out the tagin. That would taka be missing in the etzemais. But the way he learned that it's a completely different language. It's a little bit Kiddush. And then the sefer Masa Melach, he clears the shayla. According to Shmush Rabbah Befrat, the tagin amakiv, the tagin, is it a separate din, or was it like mamish part of ksivas ois? Nafmin is after mukefes kevil. One of the lochas of ksivas ois has to be mukefes kevil. But if you hold the tagin, maybe it's just like a separate thing. It's not part of the ois. Maybe there's no hakpada if there's dibuk on that. Just there's no dibuk on the ois. The ois is complete. It's not connecting anything. But he clears for shayla. What about the tag itself? If that's connected to another letter, maybe that's not makiv. And all halachas of ksiva, for example, on a get, you have to write lashma. The person is writing a get with tagin. Do the tagin have to be in lashma? And then he says one more shayla about in the special halach in tefillin mezuzas has to be written kesidron, not a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, you can always go back and fix the letter. The tefillin mezuzas is one of the hard parts of one of the reasons for the cost and the expense of tefillin is because if they make a mistake, they can't go back and fix it. It has to be written kesidron, it has to be written in order, so you can't go back and fix an ois that was wrong, it's not written in order. So he's claiming, what about the tagin? Would the tagin also be written kesidron? Can you go back and fix the tagin? If tagin is like a separate din, then maybe you could go back and fix it. But if it's part of the ksivit, can you go back? And I would say, I hear his shayga b'negeya l'shma, that if tagin has to be l'shma or not, or in a gap, because you don't really need tagin. But in the shayla of mukefes kevil, that I think is mustabra to say does something mukefes kevil. There's a locha, a prefer according to Shmush Rabbah, that tagin is ma'akiv in safras. The chayla is telling you that's the suus ois, that these oisies have to have tagin. And mustabra does have to have mukefes kevil, has to have space around it, cannot be dovak. Okay, and one more point in the sugi over there, in Shabbos, of Kotan Mabez, the Gemara says, Tana, kosav oisachas v'shlimu l'seifa. Person writes one ice, but that ice finished the sefer. That's chayev. Or chut echad b'shimun lebeged chayev. If he sews one string, one stitch, and he finishes the beged, he's chayev. Even though we know normally the shiur of ksiva is two ices, but this is the last ice that finishes the sefer. He wrote the whole sefer before Shabbos, but he had one ice left, and that ice he wrote on Shabbos, that's already chayev. You don't need to. That's already chashev because it's finishing the sefer. It's chashev. The Rishonim explained it's not. It's someone to say it's asmakav patish. It's different than you finished off like the keli, the sefer, but the Yishayim says not what it means. It means Yichayim Mishim Kaisav. Nafkamini is what the Asura is. You have to be Masu Mishim Kaisav. That even though Kaisav always says a Shiv to Oisis, but over here, there's a Shivas to the last ice that finishes the sefer, Yichayim one ice. The same thing on Ariga. Normally sewing is, weaving is with two chutim, two stitches, but the Shiv is two stitches, when one stitch you popped up, but if it was the last stitch and it finished the beggar, then Yichayim, else Oirig. That's Oirig.
So,
here's Av. It's a din of the shear. That the shear is over here is one ice because it's chashav. So Rashi says over there that the reason why chashav isachas is chayev. Rashi mentions the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yutes that says atishkin ba'alecha avla. You're not allowed to leave zeh sefer sheinah mugah. You're not allowed to leave in your house a sefer sheinah mugah because you didn't come to make a mistake. And some learn it's not on the sefer that you use for kriyas Torah, even for kriya, even for learning. You're not going to leave a chumash that's in a mugah. If you know there's a mistake in it, you're mechuyah to fix it. The person should not read the pasuk wrong. So that's the chashivas of finishing it. And Rashi does say also lashon it's going on echem mechavdal and svarim. It's going on one of the chavdal and svarim of Tanakh. So the Michas Chum here's the kasha. Why does Rashi say it's dafka on Tanakh? And if it be a different sefer that you finished it off at the last letter, it's also chshivus of any sefer. You finished off the sefer. So Menachos Chanuch wants to say, Teretz says, because the Yohak Poda on every single ois is in Tanakh, Teresh Rabbah Peh. But every other sefer, if it's one ois is a little bit off, it's not such a big deal. That's what he wants to answer. But I don't really understand that, because I think to us, even to have a Shas and Rishonim, maybe even Gedolei Achronim, if the mistake of one letter, we wouldn't want to leave it that way, we would correct it. There's certain chashivas to a sefer Muga, even from Shnayis or Shas.
Yeah, but that's not the shlemis. That would be no matter what. That would be. Let's say it's missing five words. You also fix one word. I said, if I tell you, it won't make a difference. If five words fixed and you fix one word, you didn't do nothing. It's only the last word, because then it's a sefer that's kosher and it's from pasuk to kosher. The last word. By other shlemim, it's magi. I show you magi. Every time it's a mistake, you magi. There's no mile that now it's complete.
But how about when it's the last ice?
It's the last ice. It doesn't have to be the last ice, by the way.
But the Gemara says... you're right. Let's go to the Gemara again. The Gemara says... Tana, kosa v'isachas v'shlim
l'sefer. V'shlim l'sefer. It doesn't have to be the last one. It's missing a word in Shmaisa.
Okay, so if you have one ois, I have a perfect Rashba. I have a perfect Ramban or a perfect Rashba. It's just one ois is wrong. It would be a change it from a Muga Sefer to a not Muga Sefer. Okay, Maisa, that's the Mechus Chanos Teretz, and you see that from Rashi, that this Chiddush, that one ois is Choshev, like two ois is only on Chavtan Tzifei Kedush. So it's a little tricky, and that's to me why. Yeah, shkeich. Yeah, shkeich.